Go, ladies!
Yorktown's going for a state championship on Saturday. We got them all in the studio here. I think we're maybe missing one or something of the whole team. Coach, say hi. Introduce yourself to the world out there.
I'm Jeff Berger, head coach of the Yorktown softball team.
Let's hear for Coach. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coach, who did you say was your favorite a moment ago? They said something nice and glowing about you.
Hannah Avila.
Okay. Singling everybody out. We got some other assistant coaches over here. I'm going to back out of the camera. You guys come up to that microphone and say hi. Introduce yourselves. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Sean Masters. I'm the head JV coach and varsity assistant.
Okay. Next up. I'm Jeremy Penrod. I'm assistant coach for Sean on JV and Jeff on varsity.
I'm Jeff Masters, the assistant coach for the varsity team.
And this guy's been around the longest with you, is that
what
you said?
Yeah, we've been together 10 years.
Awesome, awesome. So what do you think of that guy?
Oh, he's great. He's a good guy.
What do you think of that guy?
My other favorite now.
All right, so this is all very real now. It's fun and it's exciting and it should be, but tomorrow at 4:30 it happens, and you're going to come home with that trophy, aren't you, coach?
You bet. I mean, that's what we've been working on all year. So, I mean, they put all the work in. This was one of their goals at the beginning of the year, so this is what we're shooting for, and we're there.
Yorktown girls, don't be quiet back there. It's okay.
They're back here making fun of me.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, I said they could.
But we do have another practice today, so.
Oh, well, what time is practice?
3:30.
3:30. Are you going to make them run?
Or? Depends on the day.
Suicide.
If you're nice to them.
So much for that easy practice.
Hey, the practice is where you build the winners, right,
that's
Coach?
Right. That's right.
And this is not just a couple or a few month sort of a process. This is really, it started out since these young ladies were just, in many cases, little shavers, right?
Yeah, well, you saw their picture from before. A lot of them's been here before.
I got to show this on the Facebook. This is the picture. I'll bring it right up to there. How many of you young ladies are in this picture from before? Holy cow, look at all of you.
There's 10 of us.
What about the JAA, the whole process
JAA.
Of JAA, getting these not only softball, baseball players, and the things going on in Yorktown have been going on for a long time with getting these players trained up, right?
Yeah, they got they have a real good league out there. Got a bunch of teams. Jeff and I remember when these girls were, 7th, 8th grade, we would go watch them play, and they said we made them nervous. But so we tried to stay away and hide and just kind of see what was coming up.
I'm going to talk to one of the assistant coaches now. I'll go with you first since you're the long-timer with this whole program.
Old-timer.
I didn't say old-timer. I did not say that. So what do you think? What do you think of this team? What do you think of this group, and how do you feel about Saturday?
Oh, I feel good about it. They seem pretty confident, and they're ready to go. They're excited. It's a great group. They're all fun to be around. And
are they always this quiet?
No.
No. Coach, did you just roll your eyes a little bit?
They like when we get in a huddle to talk between innings or whatever, that's when they just love to talk and not pay attention to what we're telling them.
And no, that's not true. You pay attention, don't you, ladies?
Of course.
Oh, that sounded sarcastic. Someone said, of course, really loud. What, Coach, what's the travel plan? When do you head to the game, and what's that kind of stuff like?
We are planning on leaving the high school at 9:30, and we're going to have a police escort out.
Oh, yeah?
We would like to go through town, and we'd like for all the people of Yorktown to gather downtown and cheer these girls on as we go through, and then we plan on getting up close to Lafayette, stopping, having some lunch,
okay,
and then getting to the stadium early, kind of let the girls take it all in, see what it's all about, the place, and then during the 2A game, we get the soccer field to go warm up and practice.
I got it. Great. Have you been involved with anything to this level and extent yet?
Yeah, I was here. This is my 8th year at Yorktown, and I was here with the previous team that went to state as well. This is a really good group of girls as well as the past group. We're gelling right now. We're ready for what we're going for.
It's a good time to gel, isn't it? I mean,
the best time.
And what about Yorktown? Holy cow. You've got, the baseball guys in the afternoon, at Kokomo. You've got you guys in the afternoon, and then boys golf yesterday. They qualified for state, too. What's in the water at Yorktown?
Good stuff.
Your function as assistant coach, you said you JV and stuff. Tell everybody what you do and how you help the girls to, you know, to build into being like this now.
I assist with anything I'm asked to do. I've coached some of these girls since they were 8, 9 years old. My daughter actually goes to a different school, but these kids are like daughters to me too. So I'm here with some awesome group of girls and great group of coaches.
Were you just watching on Facebook Live as on your phone there? Was that the noise in the background? It was his. Okay, good. That's okay. We're multimedia here. Okay, we're going to come back with more. We're going to introduce all the girls in just a couple of minutes. Who's the two seniors? Raise your hand again. Okay, good. Brian is going to help you. We're going to do the birthdays now, so Brian's going to use that microphone there. And then you need to clear a path. And Brian is going to help with the birthdays now. He is going to train. He's waving them out of the way. He is going to train the two seniors how to spin the birthday wheel. One will spin the month wheel. The other will spin the date wheel when we get to that point in just a second.
Okay.
All right, you ready, Brian?
Yep.
All right. Come on, ladies, make some noise. Let's go. Yeah. It can be louder than that. Birthday of the day is Robert Wadsworth.
Robert Wadsworth.
Nobody calls him Robert. He's Bob from Great Destinations Travel Muncie. Robert, happy birthday from WLBC. 2,500 bonus points for prizes for loyal listener club members.
Crystal Moriarty celebrating today. So is Troy McElfresh, Vicki Wilson, Maggie Snow, Darby Stevens, Tony Beatrice, Cassie Hall. Courtney Carter's on the list, along with Brandon Collins, Victoria McLean, Angela Benedict, and Kiona White.
Ken Ring, Jennifer Breck, Troy McElfresh. Here's Kristen Ireland, Tyler Reynolds, Christy Brooks, Tim Howe, Angela Benedict, Miranda Duddleston, Galen Ward, Marissa Emerson, Rick Thornborough, and Rocky Martino.
Celebrity birthdays. Comedian Bill Hader is 41. Adventurer Bear Grylls, 45. And U.S. Vice President and former Indiana Governor Mike Pence celebrating a 60th birthday today.
All right. You better get after it. We're running out of music here, guys.
You grab that one.
Come on now.
Just give him a spin.
There you go. Yeah! Come on, everybody. Give him a hand. I'm talking to you. Coach, do they just not listen? What's the problem here? What?
I've had that problem before with them.
All right. Yorktown softball in studio. The birthday wheel. The month is on May. May.
30.
May.
Yeah!
30.
Is somebody's birthday May 30? It was just a random yay. Okay, good. All right, I like random yays. 2-899-522-1-800-878-WLBC. MuncieJournal.com taking the photos in the studio here. More with the Yorktown girls softball team. They're going to all get to introduce themselves in just about 10 or 15 minutes on WLBC. Okay, good. So, Let me tell you who's saying hi on Facebook here. This is always fun. You tell me if you know any of these people, okay, coaches or ladies? Ready? I've got Jason Dudley. Oh, I've got Junior Horner. I got Scott Smallstig. Everybody knows Scott. You got Thor McElfresh, my favorite male name ever. Thor. Love the movies, Thor! Sherry Klein is watching. Sean and Lisa Masters.
Hey, that's him.
That's me. Must be my wife watching.
Okay, got it. Brittany Boyd says hi. Somebody says woohoo, go Tigers. Hold on, scrolling around. Stasha Pettis, is that, am I reading that right? Go Yorktown.
We'll take them if we know them or not.
Whatever. Take whoever you got. All right, now, we're just on Facebook now, so those microphones are still live. Let me bring the seniors up here. Where did you go? Okay. We'll do this on the air, too, but for our Facebook listeners, introduce yourself and You're a senior. Come up close to the microphone, and tell everybody. Have you decided if you're going on to school after this, and if so, where, and all that kind of junk, please.
Okay, I'm Caitlin Graham. I'm a senior. I play outfield, and I'm going to Taylor University next year to continue my softball career.
All right. Do they have ice cream included in your tuition at Taylor?
Because
I think
not.
I think they should. I think that should be a rule. Scoot over here, and you do the same thing now, name and position and all that junk.
I'm Gabby Barnard. I'm a senior, and I play left field, and I'm going to Ball State, but not for softball.
Okay, got it. Chirp, chirp. Have you made the chirp, chirp move yet? Because you've got to.
Oh, no.
It'll be in the training, in the handbook. Okay, good. All right, great. We got a couple of more things to do on the air. We're going to have you guys all introduce yourself on the radio in about 15 minutes or so. So, and you'll do it over again. You'll all be on that microphone with the coach over here when we get to that point. Were you just doing a...
I was stretching.
It was a stretch. Okay, good. Thank you. You'll all say your first, last name and what position you play, please. And anything else you'd like to say about the coach. No. He just threatened him with practice at 3:30 this afternoon. Okay, so our Facebook friends that are watching this, the audio will go blank for a couple of minutes here. Please don't type on the bottom of the screen, "I can't hear anything," because I have to push buttons in order for you to hear the audio feed. I'm going to cut that off for a second so basically we can talk about all of you. But we'll be back to do all this. I'm going to let it roll so you can see what they're doing, you know, in the background here. Video only for a couple of minutes. Oh, if you could only hear the stories in the studio right now with the Yorktown softball team. It's the stuff off the air is even better than the stuff on the air. It's been fantastic. Yorktown going for a state champion. Don't stop talking now. State championship tomorrow afternoon, 4:30. And, of course, the boys, the baseball team before that, we had them in yesterday morning. Golf. Holy cow, the boys made it to state. They finished second yesterday, one stroke out of first place, and they're going to go to Prairie View next week. It's a Tuesday-Wednesday thing for their state finals. Meteorologist Chuck Lofton saying 82 today, should be dry, a little breezy. Hopefully the girls will be running downwind when they're running their laps today for what they're saying to their coach. Is that possible? I don't know. 63 overnight. There's a chance of showers or thunderstorms overnight. Then tomorrow, many dry hours. The scattered shower and thunderstorm chance possible by mid-afternoon into the evening, 77. I'm hoping that your game is going to be dry and okay. We'll see what happens as we, you know, when we get up in the morning and everything. Sunday looks worse, though. Widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, 79. And then Monday, a little more rain in the morning, dry Tuesday, finally 75. It will not rain constantly, you know, late tonight or through the whole weekend or anything like that. The Morning Report, news, sports, and weather together on WLBC at 7:53. More now with the Yorktown softball state-bound team. Coach, let's introduce your two seniors this year. Why don't you do that?
Well, I actually have three seniors.
Oh, three. Yep.
One of them couldn't be here today. She's doing her college orientation, okay. Skylar Davis. And then we have a senior, Caitlin Grimm, our outfielder. She's been a 4-year starter for us.
Caitlin, come on up. What are you thinking about doing after you're all done winning state championships?
So after this weekend, I'll be heading to Taylor University to continue my softball career and get an education there.
All right, awesome. That's fantastic. Who's the other senior?
And this is she's a reserve outfielder for us, Gabby Barnard, and She's been a 4-year player for us also.
Okay, and you're headed where after high school's done and everything?
I'm going to Ball State.
Yeah, chirp, chirp. Could we all give a chirp, chirp for her? Chirp, chirp, chirp. Very nice. Yeah. So do you have any stories that we can tell on the air about either of these young ladies?
Not on the air.
Yeah.
Caitlin, she's been a real good senior leader for us. Whenever I have to get word out to the whole team, I usually send a text to her, and she's got a group text with everybody. So, you know, tell them, you know, ask what color they're wearing that day. Or
yeah, got to know. Were we all sure we were wearing green today? Was that pretty easy?
Okay. I got that from her.
Got it. More with the girls from Yorktown High School. In just a moment, you're going to hear and see from every single one of them individually in about 10 minutes on WLBC and Facebook.com/104.1WLBC. 104.1 HD1 WLBC. Today's best music and a winner's weekend. Going to start up with Kim Morris with some phone-in fun instant winning. We got some great stuff from visitfortwayne.com this weekend for some summer fun. There's also grocery grab contest winning, too, with both Kim and Simon. I'm Steve in studio and on Facebook Live now. Coach, with the Yorktown girls softball team, talk again about your game tomorrow. Who are you playing, and do you know this team at all or very well?
We know this team very well. We're in the same conference with them. New Pal, yeah. They're back-to-back state champions, currently ranked number one in the state. It's kind of like another David versus Goliath.
Yeah, we got two game. Of those
yep.
tomorrow.
And
baseball and
but
you
these
guys.
Girls got all the confidence in the world. They're relaxed. I think they're going to take them.
All right, awesome. Let's bring the girls all up here. Now, yesterday, I think I bumped the camera at some point when the boys were coming through with the baseball team. And some of them didn't get on the video feed. Whoops. That was me. All right, starting with the two seniors here first. Go ahead.
I'm Caitlin Grimm. I'm an outfielder, and I'll be going to Taylor University next year to play softball.
All right, next up.
I'm Gabby Barnard. I'm a senior. I play in the outfield, and I will be attending Ball State.
Gabby! Yeah. Come on, here we go.
I'm Lexi Robertson. I'm a junior, and I play shortstop.
All right.
I'm Hannah Avila. I'm a junior, and I play second base.
Good job.
I'm Reagan Cox. I'm a junior, and I play first base.
I'm Savannah Baker. I'm a sophomore, and I play outfield and pitcher.
All right. Next up, here we
go. I'm Jessica Stevenson, and I play outfield.
Okay. Jessica, good story about her.
I'm Hannah Elliott. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a catcher.
Okay. Good.
I'm Delaney Boyd. I'm a sophomore, and I play outfield. Hi, Mom.
You can stab that in if you want, guys.
I'm Ainsley Phillips. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a catcher. Hi, Mom.
Just enough to Mom, and never a bad idea.
I'm Caitlin Knott. I'm a sophomore, and I play middle infield.
Okay, got it.
I'm Kaylin Corrin. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a pitcher only. Hi, Mom and Dad.
I'm Macy Dowd. I DH for her.
Somebody dared her to say that, and that's, I'm glad you did. That's good.
I'm Caitlin Kennedy. I'm a freshman, and I'm a catcher.
Okay. And last.
I'm Morgan Day. I am the manager, and I am now the best manager in the state.
Hey, we joke about that, but managers, I mean, you keep a lot of stuff together. That's a really important part of the squad, isn't it,
yeah,
Coach?
Yeah, it is.
I got to
yeah,
get everyone hyped up.
She does. She started coming around, was a sectional, and kind of got the girls all fired up. And she played JV for us this year, and we just decided to keep her.
You look like you have something else to say, please.
No, I don't. I don't.
Well, you came up to the microphone. Come on,
I thought she was she's in the band also.
So. Oh yeah, okay. So during semi-state, I was really excited, yeah. And I actually started crying. And I before the game started, I was
just crying.
I was crying a lot. Oh, it was really bad.
But it all worked out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah. So I was crying for a good reason.
Tomorrow, at about 4:15 p.m.,
she better ball.
Could you just ball like a
I
baby?
Could. You? I actually could.
I like to see a video of her laying on the turf crying. Please.
I will. Yeah.
Would you send that to me yeah. somehow, some way?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a good omen so far. So
yeah.
I'm for it. Yeah. Coach, anything for a win, right? Right.
Anything for a win, yeah.
All right, let's hear it for the Yorktown girls.
Yeah.
All right, let's go get it, ladies. Thanks for coming in. You were great. Very
Thank
good.
You.
We are live on WLBC. Oh,